Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
In 3, 2, 1. 7 moves in 7 minutes. I'm Georgie O'Call and this is the Sweat 7. You don't need any special equipment, just as long as you've got a bit of space. And if you need any help, check out the animations in the show notes. Stop immediately if you feel unwell.
Hello and welcome to the Sweat 7. If it is your first time here or if you've been here joining us for a while now, we've still got a brand new workout for you. It's an upper body session today, so we're going to be working for 40 seconds on each exercise with 20 seconds rest in between. So getting into your back, getting into your shoulders, your chest, into your core, into those abs. That is what we're working on today. There's not loads of high pace stuff here. It's really more of a strength workout for today. We're going to be starting with your cat cows and then bringing it into your high plank for some shoulder taps, then all the way down onto the mat for some dorsal raises, otherwise known as superheroes. And then we come into those high to low planks before bringing it onto your back for some bicycle crunches. So we bring a little bit of pace in there. Back to your high plank for some ankle taps, and then we finish with a good old set of press ups. So those are your 7 moves, starting with those cat cows, just to articulate through the spine, getting everything switched on, warmed up, opened up.
10,
cat cows then in 10 8, seconds time.
7, 6, 5,
in
4, 3, 2, 1.
So we're on all fours, just moving through these cat-cows. So take your time with this first one. As I said, an opportunity to get everything switched on. Just get that spine nice and mobilized, particularly if you've kind of just got up, if you haven't moved around much today. This one just wakes the body up, opens up into everything, rounding and extending through your spine. For about 10 more seconds. Good, finding that full range of movement through your spine for another 5, 3, 2, 1. Good, in 20 seconds time. We're going to be pushing up into that high plank and moving into your shoulder taps.
10, 9,
so getting set up, shoulders stacked over your wrists. We go in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Go.
Alternating shoulder taps for 40 seconds. So listen, if you're feeling super strong and you know that your form on these is good, then add a bit of pace to it. Otherwise, I just want you to focus on keeping those hips nice and level. I'm keeping those hips in line with your shoulders, extending the head nice and long as we reach from one shoulder to the other. Good, you've got just 10 more seconds on these before we get into the lower back. 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. So moving into your dorsal raises or your superheroes next, lying flat on the mat, forehead on the floor, hands at your temples. We're going to lift up through the lower spine.
10,
and lower back down to the mat, trying to keep this work in your lower back as opposed to in your neck. In 3, 2, 1. Go. So lifting up through those dorsal raises, hands at the temples, we lift the body from the mat and lower back down. Now this might not be a huge range of movement for you if your back is tight, if you've got some stiffness there. We just lift up as much as we can and then lower back down. Just watch out that we're not kind of lifting up through the neck and flicking the head back. We keep the neck nice and long as we lift and lower for another 10 seconds. Really nice. You've got just 5 seconds here. 3, 2, 1. Great. So coming back into your shoulders then, high to low plank. Setting up one more time into that high plank. We go down, down, up, up. In 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. So from your high plank, dropping down onto your forearms and then pushing back up into that high plank. Make sure as we push up and come to the top, the shoulders are stacked over your wrists before we come back down. Sometimes we get to the point where our shoulders are way behind our wrists and we're in a whole different sort of movement, a whole different exercise pattern. So keep it controlled, high to low, bringing the hips down with you and back up as we move between the two positions. 10 more seconds. Good, you've got 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Brilliant. 20 seconds time. We're bringing it onto your back. We're bringing it into your bicycle crunches. So hands at your temples. We're twisting opposite elbow to opposite knee. Again, if you've got your strength down with this move, if you've got your form, then we can push the pace. In 3, 2, 1. So bicycle crunches. Otherwise, we're just moving through them. What I want you to concentrate on the most is keeping those elbows nice and wide. So we have to find a big range of motion to draw that elbow towards the opposite knee. And as we extend one leg out, I want you to extend it nice and long. Point the toe. As ever, finding as much range in this move as we can. Rather that than bashing them out nice and quickly, but having kind of none of the form, none of the range. 10 more seconds. Last 5, 3, 2, 1. Just 2 moves to go then. So hopefully those shoulders have had a little second to recover. We're coming back to your high plank for the last 2. Ankle taps are next. So from your high plank, reaching back to tap opposite ankle and then onto the other side. In 3, 2, 1. So as you reach back into those ankle taps, the hips are going to draw up towards the ceiling on this one, just to make space so we can find that range. And you may well not be able to reach all the way back to your ankle. It might be somewhere near your shin, near your knee. That is fine. Whatever range your body allows you to get into today, that is where we're working. You've got another 15 seconds on these. Last 10. 5 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. So as we often do in an upper body workout, we are going to finish with your press-ups. And as I always say, do them on your feet or on your knees, whatever you are working with on your press-ups at the moment. 40 seconds is a long time to be doing them, so bear that in mind. We go in 3, 2, 1. Go. 40 seconds of press-ups. That is not to say that you can't start on your feet. And if at 20 seconds it starts to feel like you're not quite getting that range, then we bring it down to the knees. Either way, elbows come back towards the ribs rather than flaring out towards the sides. Shoulders stay away from the ears. Dropping that chest down towards the floor and pushing the ground away for just 10 more seconds. If you've stayed on your feet till now, keep on them. You need two or three more press-ups. You've got 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Great work. Well done. So if you can, if you've got the strength, bring it on up to your feet. Roll your upper body all the way down. Just kind of dangle your arms down by your feet and shake out any tension that might have built up in that workout, or indeed if you're doing this in the evening, any tension that's built up from this whole day. I want you to just hang down, shake it all out, and make sure you walk away from this workout with those shoulders nice and loose. Really nice work today. Well done. I will see you back here in a couple of days for another Sweat 7.
The Sweat 7 is written and presented by Georgie Yokel and is part of the Smart 7 network, published by Daft Doris.